That's his third. I have him down for three already, though.
Aaron gets at the line, shooting one, and it's good.
The old-fashioned three-point play is good, and now it's a one-point game, 37-36. Nick Sweeney, being guarded by Kraft, nearly steals it. Always one-point lead, and we have a block shot call on Aaron Gibbs. He did the classic flop, and he gets charged with the foul.
It was an excellent call. Aaron Gibbs gave it his best shot, but he was moving his feet when the contact took place.
Didn't give enough room there. Ugly ball right at midcourt on the far side of your radio. We have some moisture on the floor. They're trying to get that all taken care of. 37-36. Ugly leads by 1 point with 7:01 left in the fourth quarter. Each team with four fouls gets Nick Sweeney in the right wing, drives right into the paint, takes it to Josh Wayne in the post. He goes up for the shot, and he misses it. Rebound Lifrance, though, and we have a whistle now on the arm against Harbor Beach. Andrew Seaman trying to plead his case. That's going to be the fifth team foul on Harbor Beach. Andrew Seaman, that's his third. Austin Drake passing this in on his own baseline for Ubley. And finally gets it in to Josh White at the left wing. Now to Gabe Messingham with a handoff. Being guarded by Ginther. Dribbling. Not much there. Nick Sweeney, Tom McGee, 6:45 left in the fourth, 37-36. Hits the ball by Sloan Glaske out of bounds. Ubley ball right in front of their own student section, far side of your radio. 6:42 left in the fourth. 37-36. The orange and black versus the orange and black. Ubley by one right now. Nick Sweeney on the left right wing, almost took a three, drives in for the jump shot. Then this one's good. 3 point game. Nick Sweeney's first point for the night, makes it a two. 39-36. Bearcats by three, 6:24 to go in the fourth. Kraft left wing, feed it into Steeman against Lifrance. Turns, nothing there. Kicks it back out to Kraft in the corner. Back up top to Dean against her. Dribbling against Sweeney. Takes the jump. Passes over to the left elbow for Steeman for the jump shot. This one bounced around twice, no good. Pushed out of bounds, so nearly saved by Seaman. And here comes Lassie, and he gets bumped by 32, Gabe Messing. And that's going to be Messing's fourth foul. According to Ryan Brown, one of the officials almost went for the charge. The other one called a block. Could have gone either way. And here's our reach. Steeman for the jump shot from the left post goes no good. Here comes Ubley with a three-point lead. 5-5-5 on the board in the fourth quarter. 39-36, Ubley by three. Messing into Josh White, the left post turns, and it's stolen by Sloan Glaske. Over to Kraft. Goes up for the layup, and it's good. Eli Kraft now with 15 points in a one-point game. Once again, 39-38, 5:35 left in the fourth quarter. Sweeney, left wing, back top deep, being guarded by Ginther. A little bit of a matchup zone here for Harbor Beach. In the corner, Austin Drake, out number 22, Mitchell Guza. Over to Sweeney, right wing, trying to slow things down now. 5:20 left. Dribble to the middle, and we have a whistle. We have a 30-second timeout called by Ubley. They won't let us into their huddle, so Ryan Brown will be listening to the Harbor Beach bench once again. 5:19 left in the fourth, 39-38.
Clark, you know who's really doing a good job on defense right now? You haven't really called out Marshall Lifrance. Name or number recently.
He's making a presence down there in the paint.
However, who's guarding him is Sloan Glaske. And Sloan Glaske was jumping so high, I never knew he had it in him, to tell you the
truth. Well, there's the first horn. 5:19 left in the fourth. And we're going to check in with Ryan Brown. Ryan, what do you have for us?
Ravish knows what Ugly's trying to do, and that's pound it inside with Lifrance White. So what they're going to try and do is really shut that off and make the guards work a little bit harder on the outside and force a lot of turnovers and get into their running tempo that they love to play.
Thank you, Ryan. 5:19 left for the fourth, 39-38. Ugly by one. Nick Sweeney has it right wing, being guarded by Kraft. Dribbles to the top, over to Lifrance now. Start out the game as the point guard, over to Austin Drake, left wing. Back out to Lifrance, left wing, and the handoff. Being guarded by Glaske, pick comes from Josh White. Dribbles to the opposite side, though. Picks up his brittle left wing. Double team coming for Ubley. Kicks it in, and we have a timeout called by Ubley at the last second before the 5-second call. Another 30-second timeout called by Ubley. We'll stay with you here. 4:59 left now in the fourth. Still same score, 39-38. John, what's Ubley trying to set up here?
There's a 4:59 to go. it's too early to be dickering around with last possessions kind of stuff, you know, taking time off the clock. There's plenty of time to play. Those there are putting Weifrand out on top, and usually what happens is he'll pass off, and he'll get a give and go and make a nice little easy shot on the inside of the paint.
Thank you, John, for that. Ryan, what can you tell us?
Howard Beach has a lot of momentum right now, and they are flying high, especially on the defensive end. They are swarming through the ball all over the place. Right now they're just going to try and force turnovers, and like I mentioned before, run the floor.
And thank you once again. Austin Drake passing us in underneath his own hoop. Ron Rubel doesn't like something he sees, talking to the one official. Now it's okay. Line right in front of Austin Drake passing us in. Big screen left corner. Less than five to play. 39-38. Hubley by one over Harbor Beach in the district championship in Cass City. Big screen over Austin Drake left wing. Back of the screen, top of the key. Black Princess high post. Over to number 22, Mitchell Guza. Harbor Beach trying to get in the passing lane. Almost had a steal there from Andrew Seaman. Back up screen, top of the key. Trying to slow things down now. Over to Mitchell Guza, right wing. Feeds into Josh White. Wide open. Misses the layup, though. And then Andrew Seaman got knocked out of the ground by a hand by Josh White. No call, though. And there is the call. The official on the opposite side of the court calls it. Goes against number 52, Josh White, to single-handedly push Steven down to the ground and went out of bounds. And that's the team fifth on Ubley. Here comes Harbor Beach. And it's knocked out of bounds by a Sloan Classy. Couldn't hang on the ball. Ubley turnover, or Harbor Beach turnover, Ubley ball.
I think the Ubley Bearcat fans are going to say that's poetic justice. It should have been our ball in the first place, but actually the officials got it right the first time.
As the feed wall says, ball don't lie. And to Nick Sweeney on the right wing, being guarded by Kraft. Four and a half to go in the fourth. 39-38, Ubley by one. Sweeney top of the key, going against Kraft right on him very closely. Over to Sweeney. We have a block call on Ginzer, who's kind of gotten his way. Did a little shuffle of feet. That's Ginzer's fourth foul. That's the 16th foul on Harbor Beach. Next one for either team. They'll be shooting free throws. Each team with six fouls right now. So Aaron Ginzer, the closest to foul trouble for Harbor Beach with four. Greg passes into the life ran the left post, goes up to Booms, and it goes in. Rips all the way around. No good. Steven brings in the rebound wide open on the other side. Aaron Ginther loses the handle on the ball, though. There's a loose ball, and it's stripped out of bounds almost, and Mitchell Guza picks it up for Ubley. And there's going to be a moving screen on 52, Josh White. He set the pick, but ran right with him against Kraft, and that's going to be Josh White now his fourth. He's picked up two in the last minute, and we're only 4 minutes into the fourth quarter. 39-38, the 17th foul on Ubley, but because it's ball control, Harbor Beach will get it on mid-court on the far side of your radio. 4 minutes to go before the district champion is Brown. Ubley with a one-point lead, 39-38. Both teams in the single bonus on the next foul. Kraft across the timeline against Austin Drake. Ubley matching up. Seaman on the right wing. Trying to feed it into Classy. Nothing there. Booms at the free throw line. Over the left wing to Kraft now. In straight. Still. Boom. In white. Left post, back up to Klatsky, drives to the lane, goes up for the shot, and he's fouled. Hitting the line for two is Sloan Klatsky. He has no points tonight yet. SBA team foul on Ubley.
Falls on Mitchell Guza.
And that's his first. And line shooting to Sloan Klatsky. Trailing by one are the Pirates. 39-38 to Ubley. Crowd starts to settle down. Klatsky's first one is up, and it's good. High ball game, folks, at 39 apiece. Gabe Messing checks in for Josh White. Each of those people have four fouls. Josh White going to get a breather here with 3:41 left in the fourth. High ball game, 39-39. Sloan Glaske's second foul coming up right now, and it's up, and it's good. Harbor Beach regains the lead. Ubley has only 2 points in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach is seven.
Harbor Beach has gone into a 2-3 zone defense.
They feed in the live frame. It's knocked loose by Harbor Beach. Here comes Kraft cross midcourt. 40-39. Harbor Beach by one. 3:23 left in the fourth. This one's going to come right down to the end, folks. Hang on to your dials. Over to the right elbow. Seeing he loses it. Classy's on the floor now into Ginther's hand against Sweeney. Kraft, top of the key. Reset the offense. 3:10 to go in the fourth. The excitement is in the air. No one knows who will come out on top. Ginther on the left wing feeds it into Booms, goes up against Leifrand, gets blocked. Back out to